Good. Okay, so now Bava Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Now we're moving on to something else. We're moving on to Taman Muad. So we're discussing now what makes something a Tam and what makes something a Muad. In other words, we already established the animal is considered a Tam for goring or kicking, biting, they call it Ravitsa, crouching. Like crouching and damaging on purpose the kalim. But that's all tam. At what point, everyone agrees at some point that the animal can become no longer tam. Like now you see this is a kicking animal or a biting animal or a goring animal. So let's talk about biting, for example. So the pasuk says, oh, no, this is the exact pasuk about the goring. So it says, onoda kishur nagahu, or if it becomes known that the cow is a goring cow, mitmol shilshom. The pasuk says mitmol means from yesterday, and shilshom like the day before. So you have 3 days. Today, yesterday, and the day before. V'lo yishmerenu balav, and nevertheless, the owner didn't take proper precautions. That's when you get into the nezek shalom business. So the question is, the pasuk talks about today, yesterday, and the day before, 3 days. The question is, this is machlokas tanaim here, does that mean dafka has to exhibit repeated, everyone agrees has to exhibit repeated, you know, strange behavior to make it not strange for it? The question is, what is called strange? Is having a bad day, so you know, it's three times on one day, considered already enough to say, oh, the whole thing's status has changed, or no? Like human beings, I guess, animals have bad days too, and if it gores three people on one day, it's because, you know, whatever, it was having a bad day, but tomorrow it'll be back to normal. That's the machlokas here. So how does an animal become from being a tam to being a muad? So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk is clear. 3 days, it means 3 days. So the animal does something, three gorings on one day doesn't cut it. But three separate days changes it to, like, you know, it's a different kind of animal. And Rabbi Meir is going to say, no, three times is all it takes. Who cares what happened on the same day? Okay? On the way out. Now, once an animal has become a muad, at what point can the owner say, listen, good, it had, in the past, it went a little crazy, but it's back to normal. So at what point? So again, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say the same way in is the same way out. 3 times, at 3 days again, the animal's back to its usual behavior. 3 consecutive days in a row, the animal is exposed to human beings or whatever it is and doesn't bite them. So it's go back to its old behavior. So the bottom can say, listen, okay, it had a weird thing, but it's gone back to normal. 3 times, it's established its normal track record. And Rabbi Meir is going to have a different standard. He'd agree to that. But he says, if even one time the animal shows itself to be docile, in other words, his example is, you know, the kids come and poke and prod it. So if the kids come and, like, stick their fingers in the cow's eye and everything else, and that the cow doesn't gore them, so obviously the cow is back to being, you know, Ferdinand the docile bull. So,
the other way, if any one time the animal does something crazy, the animal's crazy.
Well, the puzzle. The puzzle says it needs to be 3 times. So the puzzle is already established 3 times. But three is a given. The question is, and it says also from yesterday and the day before. So we're on three. There's no way out of that one. It is very lenient. Yeah, lenient. Okay. We're this day and age, we're like into super duper protection of society. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that's a. Okay. When I was in London, it's crazy. Europe, the EU is crazy. Like, we used to, I worked in a regular office. We used to have, like SWAT teams, like, showing up to surprise check us health and safety. They had a whole health and safety division that was, like, you know, and, like, we got, like, penalized, you know, for, like, not having the emergency exit properly welded up and not having, you know, like, so many heart defibrillators per person, like, all kind of, and, like, posted rules. Like, they're into it. What do they call it in America? Not PETA. They have, like, OSHA. OSHA, is that what it's called?
OSHA.
It's in America.
Occupational Safe and Healthy Administration.
Right, that's what it is, yeah. So the same. So anyways, so we're into protecting people. I'm not knocking it, I'm just saying. But in the rough and tumble days of yore, people have to be more responsible. And the burden is put more on there are fewer victims. Like, don't be a victim, take responsibility. That's the Torah's attitude. Take responsibility. Nowadays, everyone's a victim, so. I'm not making a social comment, I'm just saying that's why it's bothering you. What's bothering you is, like, what are you doing? Like, you have to take responsibility. No?
Bothering you because an animal saying get cured? A person gets cured, they do something crazy, they can learn about it psychologically, get themselves fixed. You can't do it with an animal. It doesn't matter. It's a nutty. It's just a nutty.
That's how we start up. The cow is normally docile.
So he's just saying, but you see, this cow isn't, because it went and stuck its horn in somebody. So why should it get a second chance?
So why should the animal kill? Should you not give it three shots?
What? If animal is killed?
Okay,
that's a different. The puzzle is you get rid of it. That's a different point.
It's a better question.
Why is the line there at death?
If he's already put to death after the first time, how does he ever get to three times?
That's a separate question. We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there.
I know the reason, but I'm saying, why should that be the line? Death, that's the only line there is, right?
You know what? The line really isn't death, I should just point out. In other words, if a cow goes and kills someone, Chalila, and it kills another person, it's still a tom for killing. It's just that there's a separate din that you kill a cow, a killing animal that gets killed. It's not that it's changed.
They're not related.
Yeah, right. So anyway, so that's that. So Rabbi Yehuda says getting in takes three separate days, getting out takes three separate days. Rabbi Meir says no, three times does misbehavior even the same day. That shows it's a badly behaved animal, and it'll be moved for whatever it does. I should speak out. That means, just speaking it out, that all these things, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir says, if the cow gores three times and it's a goring cow, it's not a mood for biting. Or if it bites three times, it's not a mood for kicking. Right? Each thing is its own thing. Then, it's established it. To get out of being a mood, Rabbi Yehuda says 3 days of good behavior, where it could have misbehaved but didn't. And Rabbi Meir says even 1 day of good behavior, when it was like provoked, like clearly provoked, and back to being docile. Kids, you know, pulling its tail and, you know, whatever kids do to harass animals. That doesn't do anything, you see, it's back to being normal. Okay, so that's it. Inside it says, are we recording here? Yeah. Ezehu tam ve'ezehu mu'ud. When does something become a tam and when does it become a mu'ud? So mu'ud, it becomes established as a troublemaker. Kol she'idu bo shloshi yamim. Anyone who has, it's been testified the animal misbehaved on 3 separate days. That's the pasuk. But tom, and it reverts to being a tom, like a docile animal, mishiyachzer bo shlosh yomim, once 3 days go by and it's again confirmed that it doesn't misbehave anymore. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. And Rav Meir, so he's basically heavy on the pasuk. Rav Meir says no, mu'ud, he becomes a mu'ud, she'idu bo shalosh pamim, even 3 times on the same day. If people say this animal's goring people or biting, whatever it is, it's become a biting animal, and that's that. And therefore the owner has to be more careful not to let this animal, you know, bite people. The tom, it reverts to being a tom, you know, no longer pay nezek shalem. Kol she'yu hatinokos mishamshin bo, any animal that the kiddies start, like, you know, playing around with it, ve'eno nogeach, and it doesn't retaliate by goring them, that's reverted to being, you see, it's docile. It's, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Like, they're sticking their finger in its mouth, it's not biting, so it's not going to bite. Okay? Now,
one time.
Even once. You see, like, the animal's, it's a docile animal. What do you want? Now, meaning that the owner could then say, I don't have to worry about it biting in the future, because I saw a kid stick its finger, you know, into its nose and didn't do anything. Now, the halacha, it's actually the kula both ways. It's the same theme the whole way. In other words, to become a mu'ud, meaning to raise this burden, to make pay full damages, it has to be 3 separate days, like Rabbi Yehuda. But to revert back to being a tam, or make a like Rabbi Meir, even 1 day, as soon as you see it's gone back to being docile, back
one
to being
chatzin
nezek, 1 time, 1 day. So again, the whole way through the Torah standard is, we're focusing on how much guarding the owner should be doing. And we're lenient. He doesn't have to do extra guarding until it's really shown that it'll be three consecutive days, and we don't make it, once it even shows once that it's docile again, we don't oblige him to go with the extra protections. Okay.